92.9 WBPF, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
Donald Trump recently signed another executive order, and this one is targeted at America's truck drivers. Now, he recently designated English as the official language of the United States, and parallel to that, he now says that truck drivers, actually anyone driving a commercial vehicle, so that probably applies to bus drivers, taxi drivers, and Uber drivers, they all must be able to read and speak English fluently. Once again, he's claiming this is a huge national problem in the trucking industry without any evidence, but I think the real question is, do we care if the person that delivers the stuff we want to buy from our local stores speaks English or not? Yes, they should be able to understand all the road signs, but clearly they know enough to have been given a truck driver's license by the DMV in their state, because those aren't just handed out for free. It kind of seems like this is only going to cripple the trucking and public transportation industries. Our nation's trucking companies are already in desperate trouble after losing so many drivers when COVID started. And several times I've told you guys that the trucking industry doesn't have younger qualified people coming in to replace the older ones who have left or are retiring soon. Over the last decade, entire trucking companies have shut down because of a lack of drivers. But we all depend on these people to get the job done. And it's a hard one, which is why requiring the commercial vehicle drivers speak English might be a bit extreme. It's also kind of important to note that it was only 5 years ago when Donald Trump was praising our nation's truck drivers for being our American heroes, saying that they've done an incredible job. So what changed between then and now?
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons, and get random notes from around the planet from 92.9 WBPM.